This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One Kansas community is doing what it can to combat the high cost of eggs. A city ordinance in Emporia requiring a $50 annual fee to keep chickens in their backyard. Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking says they are now waiving the fee so residents may raise their own chickens.
With the price of eggs, you know, $6 a dozen, thought, hey, how can we help out? What can we do to help? So we decided to go ahead and waive the fee for this year. We'll look at the fee for next year.
And he says a permit is still required, allowing each house to have up to four chickens, but no roosters. Yesterday morning, we lost an hour of the weekend in exchange for an hour of sunlight. Yesterday was spring forward. Daylight saving time. Kansas legislators are continuing their fight, some of them are, to end daylight saving. Kansas State Senator Republican Kenny Titus from Manhattan introduced the most recent bill back in January. Then under that proposal, the next daylight saving would be the last. Kansans would fall back an hour in November and then stay on that timeline forever, meaning that winter nights would stay dark and the summer sun would probably set about an hour earlier than we're used to. Senator Titus said, quote, I hope we will continue to work at the state level and with our federal partners to end the clock switching, unquote. Kansas would join two other states, Hawaii and parts of Arizona, in not observing daylight saving if the bill becomes law in Kansas. And now it's time to check in live and get the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. Here he is, meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. You know, hopefully a lot of people aren't in too bad of shape this morning after losing that hour of sleep over the weekend. But, you know, Ted, you, Jad, and I, you know, we're, I feel like our jobs are kind of foolproof against, you know, any kind of effects with these time changes. Do you agree?
Completely. We're on such bizarre schedules from the rest of the world that I don't think it impacts us all that much.
Yeah. I was about to say, when your alarm goes off at 1 a.m. 5 days a week, I don't think an hour is going to make too much of a difference for us. But again, thinking about the masses, and at least we do have a nice day ahead as we kickstart this new week. There's going to be plenty of sunshine, plenty of warmth. But with that being said, with those warm conditions, it's also going to be dry and breezy, too. So that means that threat of grass fires going to go back up. So as we enjoy this nice day ahead, despite a lot of people going back to work, kids going back to school, we just need to make sure that we're being mindful that we're not doing anything that could potentially spark a fire. So everybody just remember that as we go through the day. Now, back to the good part of that forecast. Again, plenty of sunshine, high of 76 degrees with that southwest breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Skies are going to stay clear tonight, not as breezy during the night, too, with a low of 43, staying well above freezing, so not going to be too chilly by early tomorrow morning. It is going to be a little bit cooler when it comes to our afternoon, though. Now, we'll still be able to get up to 70 degrees, so it's just not going to be as warm as today as a cold front moves in. It's also going to come through dry, maybe just giving us a little bit more cloud cover by tomorrow. 71 degrees Wednesday, and then ticking back up close to 80 by Thursday, high of 78 degrees with plenty of sunshine. Wrapping up the work and school week with our next storm system. This is going to bring about some gusty winds. We may be looking at some high wind alerts by the end of the week, too, come Friday. And it's also going to cool us off a bit again. Still pleasant, though, 72 degrees. And then we'll have a 20% chance of showers and storms. So far, we're not expecting anything severe, but we will continue to monitor that potential. Cooler by Saturday once that system moves out, high of 58 degrees, but then bouncing right back up to 64 by Sunday. Now, right now, we're at 34 degrees. Light winds out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour with fair skies.
Boy, that's still 20 degrees above normal this time of year. Woo. Interesting.
Yeah, if you thought yesterday was warm, today's going to be even warmer.
I'm not complaining.
Well, hey, and you know what? Spring officially starts, I believe it's next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, we're getting close.
It's right around the corner.
All right, Ronell, we appreciate it. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
There he goes, the live update with KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, and meteorologist Ronell Williams with us this morning as we just now awaiting the sunrise here in Wichita on this Monday, March 10th. The van makes its way slowly through the city streets in Yokohama, Japan, braking gently when a car swerves into its lane. But the steering wheel is not being turned by a human. It's just turning on its own. And there's no one in the driver's seat. There's no one in that car. It's driverless technology from Nissan. It uses 14 cameras, 9 radars, 6 LiDAR sensors installed in and around the vehicle. And it highlights Japan's eagerness to catch up with players like Google that have taken the lead in the United States. Japan, home to the world's top automakers, has not kept pace with the global shift to autonomous driving. That effort has so far been led by China and the United States, but in Japan, momentum apparently is building. Google's Waymo is going to land in Japan this year. No details yet, but it's a partnership with a major cab company to oversee and manage an all-electric sport utility vehicle, a Jaguar, the first in the Tokyo area. That's still going to have a human cab driver riding along. For now, Nissan's demonstration, the streets were bustling with other cars and pedestrians. The vehicle stayed within the maximum speed limit, about 25 miles per hour, destination set with a smartphone app. So they're trying it out in the crowded streets in Japan. Driverless vehicles. Nissan is trying to work up what it's trying to do best and most. 7:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A man was arrested early yesterday. He was climbing the Big Ben clock tower at the Palace of Westminster in London.
Yeah, don't do that.
He was holding a Palestinian flag, and he was barefoot.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's a smooth effort.
Yeah.
He appeared to be staging a protest on a ledge several yards up Elizabeth Tower, which houses Big Ben. He stepped off the building after midnight onto a cherry picker after he had a long chat with negotiators, and then he got into an ambulance. Traffic around the Palace of Westminster came to a standstill for much of Saturday.
Yeah.
Emergency crews were trying to reach the dude. Negotiators lifted up on a fire brigade ladder, tried several times before they eventually got it finished. Westminster Bridge and a nearby street were shut down for much of the day. Police were also blocking off all pedestrian access to Parliament Square. There you go. The guy with the Palestinian flag climbing up the Big Ben clock tower barefoot has been apprehended.
Yeah, don't climb that clock tower. What do they call that great big Ferris wheel they got? Is the Eye?
The London Eye.
Yeah. Yeah, climb the London Eye if you want to get attention. Don't climb the clock tower. Climb the London Eye.
Well, just like everything else, buying a chance to be rich is now more expensive.
Soon, it's going to cost you more to buy a Mega Millions ticket. The price is going up in April from the current $2 to $5, but Lotto officials say with that higher price tag, they're making improvements. They say you'll have better odds of winning larger starting jackpots and faster growing jackpots. They're also predicting they'll have more billion-dollar jackpots than ever before. Since Mega Millions launched in 2002, it's produced 6 winners of billion-dollar jackpots. Ted Lindner, Fox News.